We're going to take a few minutes to maybe take some comments or questions. But before we do, I think I want to frame this a little bit more around thinking, this third foundation. Because we oftentimes, when you go on retreats and just in general in Dhamma talks, we talk about the third foundation a lot. We talk a lot about our thinking and what how the process is. But practicing with it always becomes this kind of, how do I stop myself from thinking? And I'm trying to encourage you to consider that maybe you don't need to stop yourself from thinking any more than you need to stop yourself from hearing or stop yourself from seeing. Just imagine the world if you stop thinking. We need it. We need to think. We need to be with thinking. And we need to let thinking be okay. When I was coming into Dhamma practice, so when I first started practicing many, over 30 years ago, I thought the whole point was to stop thinking. And so I would try to focus on my breath or some object, and I don't want to think. And so the mind can play tricks on us. And it can take me to my happy place where I think I'm good. I'm practicing. I'm all peaceful. I like it. I don't realize that this, I'm in a thought bubble. I don't realize that. I think I'm practicing. I'm finding my breath. I used to count the breaths, and my goal was to see if I could get to a million breaths. And so I would be counting, right? So one, two. I wonder if I close the door upstairs. I think I did. Yeah, I think I did. Okay. 7, 8, 9. That's all I would do. And then at the end, if I got to like 4,000, I would think, oh, wow, look how good I'm doing. 4,000 breaths. I'm doing good. I'm so steady, so concentrated. I had no idea I was in a thought bubble, because our thought bubbles, the mind is designed to confuse us. It's designed to create our world that we live out of. And by living out of that world, we have no reason to challenge it. And so actually practicing with thoughts, even though they are nebulous and confusing and I'm not sure, and no one can really tell you exactly how to do it, you have to be willing to be in trial and error and begin to wonder and question, what is all this thinking and what is it to me? What is it as part of practice, and have a level of interest in it? The more interested you get in it, the less it will throw you off and the more you will be able to build strong concentration even when the mind is thinking. And so, but it comes from practicing with it and not being so afraid of it.